This is episode 1130. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. And I honor you for giving yourself permission to slow down and connect to the best part of who you are. I'm Mary Meckley, and I share a different meditation every day on the podcast. And each meditation is always customized around a series that we explore in depth for a week. So we take a topic and apply different meditation techniques throughout the week to give you a chance to explore a topic in depth so you can really master its quality. This week, our series is gratitude, and it's gratitude for wellness. It's for your health and your wellness. And in today's episode, I'm going to share with you an affirmation you can repeat throughout the week as you explore gratitude. And this will help you with your mindset and your focus. And as you repeat this affirmation for this week, I encourage you to repeat it out loud using the power of your voice. And I'm going to share some insight with you on just why that is so important to do. And this is insight I received from one of my favorite newsletters called Brain Pickings by Maria Popova. And she, in this newsletter, is sharing the work of Ursula K. Le Guin. I hope I'm pronouncing her name correctly. And she's talking about the magic of real human communication. And what Le Guin shares about communication applies to the power of speaking an affirmation, using your voice as you repeat an affirmation out loud. So here is what Le Guin has to say about the power of language and the power of your voice. Sound signifies event. A noise means something is happening. Speech, the most specifically human sound and the most significant kind of sound, is never just scenery. It's always event. Creation is an act. Action takes energy. Sound is dynamic. Speech is dynamic. It is action. To act is to take power, to have power, to be powerful. That is why utterance is magic. Words do have power. Names have power. Words are events. They do things, change things. So keep this in mind as you repeat today's affirmation for this week's gratitude series. And the affirmation is, I am grateful for my journey. I am grateful for my journey. Your challenges, your joy, your pain, all of this is your life's journey. And you show up for yourself every time you sit down and meditate. It's one of the best things you could do for yourself. So if you're seated there getting ready to meditate, or you might be out walking around doing errands, or even lying down getting ready to go to sleep, it's all good. Honor where you are on this slow down journey. So as you repeat the affirmation, start off repeating it using the power of your voice out loud, repeating, I am grateful for my journey. I am grateful for my journey. I am grateful for my journey. and notice how you feel. And then repeat the affirmation in your natural speaking voice. Repeat it a few times, noticing how you feel. And then sit silently with the affirmation, reflecting on it. And then go into your own inner stillness. This is a powerful way to repeat an affirmation. You can repeat this affirmation when you wake up in the morning and when you go to bed at night and throughout the day when you want to refocus your thoughts on this week's intention of gratitude. If you'd like to be guided in a full half-hour meditation where you have the option to break off at the 15-minute point, I share this as well as access to over 1,000 guided meditations at my website at sipandom.com. That's sipandom.com. And there I invite you for 2 weeks, absolutely free, to try out my subscription meditation site there. This will very soon become an app. You also get a journal. So this week's journal is a gratitude journal. Each week's journal is always customized around the weekly theme. And you get a guide with each week's techniques that I share with you, organized for you, so you can refer to it again and again. And you get to join a private Facebook group of meditators from around the world, just like you. Again, this is at sipandom.com. As always, remember, you are so worth slowing down for.